Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. From the first crack of the snare in this thrilling drum line, you know that the latest album from My Brightest Diamond is something special.
Lead singer Shara Warden says it was inspired by the Detroit Thanksgiving Day Parade, an event that moved her to tears, she said. All these people dressed up as trees or clowns living out their fantasies. She said it was the most beautiful thing she'd ever seen. That's when Warden decided, I want to do that. I want to make a parade.
Shara Warden is a kind of restless drum major herself, an eclectic Pied Piper, drawing disparate musical influences into her orbit, coaxing classical to loosen its tie a bit, taming punk to snarl less and play, and blending the virtuosity found in both jazz and hip-hop. As one reviewer put it, Warden's music is an avant-garde construct that also swings like crazy. One of the many dichotomies in her music nurtures, explores, and then almost completely obliterates. My Brightest Diamond's latest album is This Is My Hand. They're performing at the Sinclair in Cambridge tonight. But right now, Shara Warden joins us live in the studio. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you.
It's so great to have you. Also here in the studio with us, drummer Tim Mulvena. Welcome to you. I guess you're really off mic, so he's shaking his head. Hello. and bassist Nathan Lithgow, welcome to you as well over there. Well, I have been listening to your album compulsively all day today. It is absolutely fantastic. We just heard Pressure, which is the title, the lead track on the album. Tell us a little bit about this song.
I had been thinking about marching bands, and I had written themes based on Daniel Levitin's The World in Six Songs, and kind of had all this concept, but the linchpin song wasn't really there. And so at the very, very last second, I took some inspiration from Lady Gaga herself and wrote Pressure like in one day, and then the drummer ended up recording it the next day in the studio, and so it's the lead track. So yeah, it was a last minute thing, but I wanted something to kind of pull the whole record together.
Well, the drum line in it is the thing that really is just, it catches your attention from the moment you press play. And we were quoting you in a different interview when you said that it was a Detroit Thanksgiving Day parade that just made you fall in love with that. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, there were, I guess, two events in Detroit. There was this Thanksgiving Day parade that there's so many marching bands in Detroit. That's a very kind of ubiquitous form in Detroit, is the marching band. And this parade was just so special. There, you know, you could see the, like, you know, this lady, maybe she's like a, you know, a lawyer, or this other guy is like a dental assistant or something, you know, and they were like in costume and just so, so joyful and so happy. And the variety of human beings were so wide, you know. Yeah, it was really just so moving. And then I was in a Matthew Barney film, and the Matthew Barney's composer, Jonathan Bepler, his collaborator, also used a marching band in the film. So that was a big, big piece too.
What I love about this story, it seems as if so much of what you do is drawing together not just musical influences for the sake of the music, but how that music is sort of expressed in real life. You know, like you're out on the streets for a parade in Detroit, and you think, I want to do that. And then, you know, you say you're working on a movie, and you're just trying to pull all these things in together. So is it about really how the music comes together, or how you're able to harvest the effect that music has on us, you know, in a day-to-day basis and pull it together in a new way?
I guess I start with just asking myself, what do I like?
Yeah.
And then how is it that I want us to feel? What kind of experience do we want to have? And so I think that's kind of where it starts. It's much less to me about, well, I really want to pull the swing in this jazz thing and pull it. You know, it's not so much meant to be like a collage thing, but more about trying to have a integrated self and a one's own musical language that comes from what I like.
Okay. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about maybe your younger years and where some of those influences, those early influences come from, because there's some great stories there too. But right now, since we've got a studio full of equipment here, musical equipment, why don't you go ahead and play a song for us? What are you going to play?
This song is called Lover Killer, and it was inspired by the Daniel Levitin book, as I said before, and he talks about songs of war. And so I was thinking about that subject, and this is what came out.
All right, so this is My Brightest Diamond playing Lover Killer.
Bullet spied, bolt sped, across the field crows fled, I loved and wounded, left one dead. Left one, bullet spied, bolt sped, across the field crows fled, I loved and wounded, left one dead. Left one, ooh, lover killer, ooh, at the wall in the mirror. Bullet spied, bolt sped, across the field crows fled, I loved and wounded, left one dead. Left one, bullet spied, bolt sped, across the field crows fled, I loved and wounded, left one dead. Left one, ooh, lover killer, ooh, at the wall in the mirror.
Fantastic. That was Shara Warden, Tim Mulvenna, and Nathan Lithgow. They are My Brightest Diamond performing Lover Killer. And listeners, that was live in our studios. What a fantastic performance. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So I want to be sure to leave enough time for you guys to perform another full song live here. So I won't waste too much time in more interview. But I do want to ask you, because your background, Shira, is so interesting, that you grew up in an evangelical family?
I did. My grandfather was a traveling evangelist for over 50 years, and he played guitar, and they had a family band, and my father was a choral conductor and a classical accordion player, and so it was a very musical family.
It was a very musical family, but people hearing that might think, oh, well, when growing up, she probably grew up in a musical but restricted musical environment. But there's a great story about how your father, at the very least, was also very sort of omnivorous in the music that he brought into the house. It has to do with Michael Jackson?
Yeah. Dad is also an audiophile. So whatever is like the latest in engineering, he also wants to know what's going on with that. So he went to the library and brought home, I'll never forget, Thriller and Joan Jett record, that's about right, you know?
And so when you were young, what influence did that have on you, having sort of the more, like you said, a classical accordionist as a father, and your mother was also very musical as well, plus the influences of all this like great pop music coming at you at the same time?
Yeah, I think that's really the gift of my family, is that they didn't have they had restrictions on me in other ways, but in music there was not a restriction.
Yeah. So, I mean, because we've talked about how you can hear your own omnivorous tastes and influences. Do you feel as if any of the spiritual nature of your upbringing is still part of what you do today?
Oh, music is vibration and it's unseen. So as we enter playing music, we're tapping into something that is unseen. And that in and of itself, I think, is of a spiritual nature.
Because I was wondering if you feel like you're an evangelist for music itself, if not for any particular form of religion.
I devote myself to art.
Great. Well, like I said, I want to leave enough time for you guys to play us another complete song, since you are here with all your great instruments. So what are you going to play for us?
This song is called I Am Not the Bad Guy.
Okay. This is My Brightest Diamond, performing live in the Radio Boston studios.
Mister, mister, won't you please spare me from your third degree? I could burn, I could scream, I could show you what I mean. Thirsty, I divest all unbuttoned and undressed. I've become the bad guy, taking hits of black and eyes. Hey, I love you, but you hurt me so. I love you, won't you please let me go? I love you and I want you to know. Oh, 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 this is what love feels like. Like, oh. I'm so desperate for relief. Thoughts I do not dare to speak. I am hungry, I won't lie, the caged bird, the open sky. Hey, I love you and I hurt you so. I love you, I don't want to go. I love you and I want you to know. Oh, 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 this is what love feels like. Like, hey, I love you and I feel like a stone. I love you and I want to go. I love
That's My Brightest Diamond on Radio Boston. Thank you so much.
Thank you.